Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premier no-kill shelter.
By society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name is Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario, Canada. On this episode of Burlington Humane, we interview Burlington Humane's volunteer coordinator, Tali Bar-Or, who will share information about the many volunteer opportunities available and how people in our community can get involved in helping the animals. We will also hear from some of our valued volunteers as they talk about their experiences and what volunteering at Burlington Humane means to them. Sylvia Patricio joins us to discuss our pet therapy program. And Elena Iacona will tell us about Legacy Next and how storytelling can make a difference. Plus, we'll bring you all the latest news and upcoming events. So stay with us for this and much more on Burlington Humane. Volunteers are a vital part of Burlington Humane, and we could not help all of our animals without their support. Their time, dedication, and compassion make a real difference every day. I spoke with Tali Bar-Or, our volunteer coordinator at Burlington Humane, about the important role volunteers play at the shelter. She explains the many different volunteer opportunities available and how members of the community can get involved and make a positive impact in the lives of our animals. I'm here with Tali Bar-Or, who is the Burlington Humane Volunteer Coordinator. Welcome, Tali, to Burlington Humane.
Thank you. I am thrilled to be here, and thank you for having me on this podcast.
Wonderful. Yeah. You know, Burlington Humane, we are a volunteer organization, nonprofit, and we rely so much on volunteers.
It's really amazing to me how many volunteers it takes to run this place. There's only, I think, 10 staff members and hundreds of volunteers. I was looking just at the numbers for fun before this, and we need 140 people a week. We have 140 slots available just for the animals themselves, the cats and the dogs.
Wow.
That doesn't include the multitude of other things that we need volunteers for.
So those are just for working with the animals.
That's just for working with the animals directly. Can you imagine that? Which, by the way, adds up to 2,920 shifts per year for dogs and 4,380 shifts for cats per year. So you can imagine that's a lot of people that we need to have and the people we rely on.
Exactly. And we need volunteers every single day.
Exactly.
Christmas morning, we need volunteers because the cats need to be fed, the dogs need to be walked.
Yeah. Whatever they celebrate, we are here for it. So, yeah, 365, rain, sleet, snow, shine, whatever.
Exactly. So volunteers, if they're working with their animals, they have to be prepared, especially the dog walkers, to walk the dogs in any type of weather.
Exactly. The dogs don't care.
Yep. I remember, oh my gosh, a couple of months ago, we had a major snowstorm. And we still needed volunteers to walk the dogs.
Exactly.
And as you say, the dogs don't care. The dogs love the snow.
Exactly. I remember you came in and shoveled a path for us to be able to get to where the dogs run around in the big yard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
They love the snow. They love it. Me, not quite so much. But the dogs love it.
Yeah. Well, not fond of it myself, but I know to bundle up or get a raincoat, whatever's needed, anytime, any day.
And the cats, regardless of how bad the roads are, they still need to be fed.
Exactly.
Litter boxes still need to be changed.
Yeah.
Cages still need to be cleaned.
Absolutely.
And that is all done by volunteers.
Exactly.
Our staff are there to help out. Our staff are there to mentor. Our staff are there to guide them. And if there's not enough volunteers, we all jump in.
Yep. I just did my training for the feed and clean for the cats. 3.5 hours it took. Apparently that was condensed. Normally it's 4 hours. There's a lot to it.
It's amazing,
but there's a lot.
Yeah.
So definitely being able to jump in when needed is great.
Yeah. And at Burlington Humane, we have dogs and cats. Other humane societies have other animals that they work with, lizards and birds and fish and bunnies, but we only have dogs and cats. That's the need here in Burlington. And so there's opportunities for people to work with the dogs and the cats.
Absolutely. Lots of opportunities. We have sort of the specialty, specialize in the cats or in the dogs. Both of them have a great chance to hang out, cuddle, snuggle with the animals in a safe way, of course, for both animal and human, which is important. But lots of opportunities for all that, as well as all the general maintenance, cleaning, sanitizing, all the things that go into that, keeping track of bodily functions, whatever it is, to help the vets and the animal care workers make sure that our animals are healthy and happy and well taken care of. So there's a lot to do. It's exciting.
With the animals, every animal has their own personality. And some of the animals here, they come in as strays, abandoned, and some of them have very challenging personalities, demeanors. They're not like Fluffy at home. They're not like Spot at home. You know, so volunteers, if they're going to be working with the animals, they have to be able to work with dogs and cats of every temperament.
Absolutely. I remember some of the animals we've had come through. I did more the dog side. I've been here for 2 years doing the dog side, which has been amazing. And there's also been a couple of hundred dogs since I have been here who have been adopted out. And
yes, because you started out as a volunteer.
Yeah, volunteer, dog walking volunteer. I fostered some dogs. I fostered a cat and some kittens, which was an interesting but very fun experience. So tried lots of different things.
Now, in the event that somebody doesn't want to work directly with the animals, but they still want to help out, and we say to all the volunteers, no matter what you do, it's helping the animals. So you don't necessarily have to work directly with them. What are some of the other opportunities, volunteer opportunities that we have here at Burlington Humane?
There are so many different things to fit whatever type of thing you enjoy doing. So we have volunteers that can do reception. We also should point out we need to be 18 years old for most of the things, except for the cats. You can be 15 years and older to work with the cats. 18 years old for various other things, working at reception. So you're greeting the public, guest services, helping people to find their forever animals.
Guest service is so important here at Burlington Humane. We pride ourselves on our exceptional guest service.
Absolutely. You'll be greeted with a warm smile and you'll be helped. So at reception, you really get to interact with the public. You also take donations. You do all sorts of admin work, which is really super fun, answering the phone in a bright, cheery way. It's a great way to get involved.
And that's an important position because reception volunteers are the face of Burlington Humane. They're the voice that guests hear when they first call Burlington Humane.
Absolutely. I like to think of our receptionists as the directors of first impressions. Sort of one of the most important jobs you can have. Because you are the face of that public. That is a great place to be if you want to be in that type of role. We also have general cleaning, sanitizing, laundry. And again, as Doug was saying, anything you do here helps our animals directly. It keeps them safe. It keeps them happy. Mm-hmm. Part of the feed and clean, which I loved, was you're getting toys. It's not just, you know, sanitizing, but you're getting toys, things to enrich the animals, allowing them time to roam. So that part is great.
Yeah, and we have a lot of volunteers that are under 15. You have to be a minimum of 15 years of age or older to work with our animals. However, there we have lots of volunteers who are under 15 years of age.
Yeah, for sure.
We have cleaning and sanitizing duties that they can help out with. And as you can imagine, with the number of animals that we have here at Burlington Humane, we have a very high standard of cleaning and sanitizing that we have to adhere to.
You bet. We rely on them a lot. The students who come in, they're keen. They make a big difference. And again, no matter what you're doing, you're helping those animals, which is amazing. Yeah. We also have opportunities at our secondhand stores, the loft and the attic. If you want to get more into the retail, again, you're working with the public, you're intercepting these wonderful donations that our community provides so regularly, putting them away, monitoring sales and so forth. So there's that opportunity. Pet therapy is another great thing to get involved with. Mm-hmm. Your own pet. Our specialist sort of assesses your pet to see if they are, you know, that friendly, calm, and so forth.
Suitable
to be in the role. And then if it works out, you go, you visit long-term care facilities, retirement homes, and those seniors love those interactions with those animals. They mean so much to them. So that's another great opportunity we have. We have fostering opportunities.
Fostering, yes.
We have.
I'm a foster parent myself. I'm taking care of a cat from here, the shelter, and he's a senior animal. He's got lots of medical issues and he's available for adoption. But rather than spending his senior years in a cage here at the shelter, I'm taking care of him until he can find his forever home. And I did foster another cat. He was 16 years of age or older. He had pancreatitis, he had heart murmur, but he got adopted.
Amazing.
Yep. So there's an animal for everybody.
There really is. The community is so special here, and
And our fostering volunteers are so valued.
yeah, absolutely. And as I said, I've had a few dogs myself, some cats. It's such an enriching thing. It does require a good time commitment, but it's a beautiful, wonderful opportunity to get involved in that respect too.
Yeah. So lots of opportunities to help out as volunteers here at Burlington Humane.
Yeah, we also need drivers to take animals to vets and various appointments.
That's right. Yeah,
So
because
that can.
we don't have any veterinarians or
No.
even registered vet techs here at Burlington Humane. So all of the animals have to be taken to appointments at clinics within the community.
Yeah, there's lots of events as well you could volunteer for. Some
Yeah.
super fun events like the Pooch Plunge in the summer where they close down. Is it Nelson?
Nelson
Nelson
Pool is
Pool.
where we're at this year.
Yeah, at the end of the season, they open it maybe the weekend after for one day, and lots of dogs from the community come. We try to bring some of our dogs as well. Super fun opportunity, great opportunity to volunteer there as well. And lots, we have the Cat Fanciers show coming up in March 21st, 22nd. There's an opportunity pretty much for anything and everything you might want to do, and it makes such a difference. And the people that I have met are so passionate here about the animals, about helping. Just such a wonderful environment. I call this the happiest place on earth. So we're always in need of volunteers.
And if people want to volunteer, what's the first step?
Reach out. Well, the first step is to actually do the application online. So go to our website.
Our website is burlingtonhumane.ca.
You go under contact.
Yeah, hover over contact and then a drop-down menu will come on. And then click volunteer.
And once you've done that, you're going to want to scroll down. And as you scroll down, you will see, and it's important to note exactly where to look. There is click volunteer application form right there. So when you find that, click on that, fill out the information. We are going to get back to you. You can also always send an email to myself at volunteer@burlingtonhumane.ca. And I'm on that a lot, so I will get it very quickly. So again, that website is burlingtonhumane.ca. Go to contact, hover over that. You'll get to the volunteer area. And if you need to reach me, volunteer@burlingtonhumane.ca.
And the volunteer page on our website lists all of the volunteer opportunities. Even if you're still not quite sure of where you may be able to fit in, then we have an orientation every month that will talk you through all the different opportunities so then you can decide which is the best fit for you.
Exactly right. And if you know for a fact of the area, specifically dog walking, we do hold a separate monthly orientation for dog walkers. So if you know 100% that that's where you want to be, then that is the appropriate one that will send you the information for that.
Yeah, so when you fill out your application, your volunteer application, put that on your application that you're interested in this particular volunteer opportunity, and then yeah, Tally will get a hold of you.
You bet.
Yeah. And when you volunteer, we will train you in the various opportunities. So if you want to work with our dogs or work with our cats or reception, we'll certainly train you so that you'll be able to carry out the duties.
Comfortably, yeah,
Yeah.
exactly, and safely. So, absolutely, even if you don't have much experience with this, we will provide you everything that you need, the information to be able to do anything and everything that we need to do. So, yes, training included for sure.
And is there a time commitment that people need to?
Excellent, excellent question. We want you please to volunteer a minimum of 3 times per month, so 3 shifts per month,
Oh, that's
and
not a
whatever.
lot.
No, it's really not. It's less than once a week, so very, very manageable. And we do ask that you stay with us for at least 6 months or a year. We're hoping even more. And I will tell you, we have got some individuals here, volunteers, who've been here for decades. So I will tell you, you come here, you start, it may be hard to leave, which is a good thing for sure.
Yep, that's great. Well, we certainly hope that we'll see everybody come and volunteer at Burlington Humane. It's certainly worthwhile. Well, thank you so much, Tally, for joining us here in Burlington Humane. And I hope everybody comes and volunteers. We certainly need you.
We absolutely need you. Please, please contact us. Come. I promise you will have a wonderful time, and it is such a fulfilling thing to do.
Definitely. All right. Well, thank you so much, Tally. We'll see you
See you.
again.
I look forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Volunteers are the lifeblood of Burlington Humane, and we honor and celebrate them, especially in April, which is National Volunteer Month in Canada. Their compassion, dedication, and generosity make it possible for us to care for so many animals in need. Here are some of our wonderful volunteers as they share why they choose to volunteer with Burlington Humane and what it means to be a part of helping animals find loving homes.
Hi, my name is Alex. I volunteer with both cats and dogs at the Burlington Humane Society. I've been volunteering here for about 3 to 4 years, and I just really enjoy being around the animals.
Hi, my name is Jane. I'm a volunteer at the Burlington Humane Society. I volunteer with the dogs as a dog walker and also with the cats as a feed and clean volunteer. I've been here for 2.5 years, and my most favorite thing is all the walks and cuddles with our dogs.
Hi there, my name is Monica. I am a volunteer in trainings, and this is actually my first shadow shift, and I am so excited because I get to spend time with dogs and go for walks, and I too am excited for the cuddles.
My name is Valentina. I volunteer with the cats. I've been doing it for 1.5 years, and my favorite thing about volunteering here is playing and socializing with the cats and the people.
My name is Trina. I volunteer as a dog walker. I used to do cat socialization as well. I've been here for 1 year now, and my favorite thing about volunteering here is being with the dogs.
Hi, my name is Susan, and I volunteer at reception at the Burlington Humane Society. I've been doing it since November 2025, and my favorite thing about volunteering here is being able to help people that need help with their pets or seeing the animals come in and get adopted.
Hi, my name is Susan. I volunteer as a cat feed and clean person. That means we come in and we feed and clean the cats. It's kind of fun. I've been doing it for just over 1 year now. And my favorite thing about volunteering is that you get to know all the cats and you get to cuddle them and you get absolutely thrilled to bits when they get adopted.
Hi, my name is Sonia. I am a volunteer with the Feed and Clean Cats. I have actually been doing this for now about 3 years, just soon after I retired. Doesn't feel like one extra day. And also my favorite thing about why I volunteer here, I think throughout all my life, it's always about taking, and now it's all about giving. And what I want to do is feel like I'm making a difference. And when I come here, that's exactly what I do, is to be able to make a difference with these animals.
Hi, my name is Mary. I volunteer with Burlington Humane, and I have been doing it for about 30 years now. I've done pretty well everything, feed and clean and looked after animals and done publicity, and I'm on the board, so decision making, and I work with children and kids club on Thursday nights. We've been doing that now for about 5 years. And my favorite thing about volunteering here is I know it's a good place. I know that it's consistently a good place that cares for the animals, cares for the people that adopt the animals, and cares for the city of Burlington. And I am very, very proud of the Burlington Humane Society.
Hi, my name is Judy. I volunteer as feed and clean for the cats, and I have been doing this for, I think, 13 years now. My favorite thing about volunteering here is looking after the cats and knowing that what we do really helps them to get adopted.
My name is Irene. I volunteer as a volunteer in the loft. I've been doing this for about 15 years, and my favorite thing is volunteering here is meeting nice people.
Hi, my name is Trouty Clark. I've been doing this since June of 2022. Love cats, so I do the feed and clean, and love working with the other volunteers too. That's very important.
Easter is almost here, and what better way to celebrate than with sweet treats for a great cause? Burlington Humane's Easter Egg Sale is the place to be. Join us on Saturday, March 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Burlington Humane Society, 740 Griffith Court in Burlington. Whether you're picking up goodies or donating your own baked creations, every cupcake, cookie, and brownie helps our animals get the care and love they deserve. Imagine the joy of knowing your baking or your purchase gave a furry friend a second chance. Bring your family, enjoy the festive fun, and hop into the spirit of giving this Easter. Let's make it a celebration full of sweet treats and wagging tails. Burlington Humane Easter Bake Sale. Therapy is an incredibly valuable program here at Burlington Humane. I spoke with Sylvia Patricio, pet therapy liaison and member of the board of directors at Burlington Humane, about the importance of pet therapy and the unique ways our program brings comfort and joy to those in need. Sylvia shares insights on how Burlington Humane's pet therapy program operates, the animals and volunteers involved, and the positive impact it has on the community.
Hello, Sylvia, and welcome to Burlington Humane. How are you?
I'm doing great, Doug, and thank you so much for having me on your program today.
Wonderful. Now, you're involved with pet therapy at Burlington Humane. So, what is pet therapy?
Pet therapy basically is we have volunteers who have their own pets. And they're very friendly and sociable animals, and they go out into the community to people who need the comfort of animal companionship. These are usually seniors, children, basically anyone, adults, all walks of life can benefit from having a furry friend around.
What is it about pets that are beneficial or therapeutic to people?
Well, historically, people have looked at animals as signals for safety and security. When animals appear safe and relaxed, then they will make us feel safe and relaxed. Likewise, with therapy pets, they will gravitate to people who maybe feel insecure or isolated and in need of some sense of security. And the interactions are historical and profound.
Yeah, and pets, they're all accepting. They don't care if you have a bad hair day. They're all accepting.
Oh, absolutely. Like they gravitate to anyone. They accept everyone. They don't care if you're in a bad mood or in a good mood. They love everyone. They're very altruistic and non-judgmental. Yeah, we can learn a lot from animals.
And how did you get involved in pet therapy?
That has a long history that goes back to the mid-90s. When I wanted to start volunteering as a person in my 30s, and I reached out to the CNIB, the Canadian National Institute of the Blind, and I volunteered as a friendly visitor. to an elderly gentleman, a veteran at Sunnybrook Hospital. They have a veterans retirement wing there. And I visited this person every week for 3 years until he passed away. And that really gave me insights to the needs of seniors, that they are isolated, that they do have disabilities. They're not getting the support from family and friends as they used to when they lived in their own homes. So I have a very strong passion about the needs of the elderly. So then when I moved to Burlington, I got interested in pet therapy. I had my own dog at the time, and I joined the pet therapy program and visited seniors in the community. Eventually, that dog passed away. I got a second dog. The second dog also became a therapy dog. And then I just wanted to become more involved. So I joined the board of directors at Burlington Humane and volunteered to be the liaison of the pet therapy program and overseeing the program. So animals are important to me, the elderly and the underprivileged are important to me. And those things all came together as a marriage in the pet therapy program.
Wonderful. And how many volunteers does Burlington Humane have in their pet therapy program?
We have approximately 40 volunteers. It goes up and down. Obviously, the lifespan of a pet is not very long. So we do have pets that will retire through old age. Some have passed away. And I'm always looking to recruit new volunteers to keep up that momentum. And we have mostly dogs. I would say probably 90% of our pets are dogs. But yeah, we do have several therapy cats. And we even have one. Yes, and we have one dwarf rabbit, a little one-pound ball of fluff that the seniors just can't get enough of.
Oh, cute. But Burlington Humane, they don't have any rabbits. Burlington Humane has just dogs and cats. How are rabbits involved in the pet therapy program?
We had a request a couple of years ago from one of the retirement homes. They had our therapy dogs in their facilities, and they wanted to do a special day with rabbits at Easter. And we said, well, we don't have rabbits. But I was able to source someone who had rabbits for pet therapy. They had an Easter event for their seniors and it took off, and it was so well received that I put out a request to our bank of volunteers, and one volunteer came forward and said, you know what, I have a rabbit, I want to do this, and the rest is history.
That's great. Now, if I have a pet, can my pet be involved in the pet therapy program? Can any pet be involved?
Yeah, absolutely. If your pet is sociable, they have to be able to interact with a wide range of people. And
there are certain characteristics that the pet has to exhibit.
Absolutely. They cannot have any aggressive tendencies.
Okay.
And they can't be too frightened.
Oh, yeah.
Because being in strange places with strange people can be very intimidating. So a pet has to have that equal, well-balanced personality.
Yeah, we had a dog that was up for adoption here at Burlington Humane. His name was Fluffy. Big teddy bear type of dog, loved people. But when we took him out into the community, we found that he was afraid of walkers.
Yeah, yeah. If they're not used to it, they've never been exposed to it, then they will be frightened. Wheels are very peculiar objects for a dog, whether it's a walker, a wheelchair. My first dog hated bicycles or skateboards. So yeah, we will evaluate the dogs to ensure that they're comfortable with whatever they might encounter in the real world.
So there's an evaluation of the pet that takes place?
Yes, yes. That's the first step. When someone expresses interest in joining the pet therapy program, we introduce them to one of our professional animal behaviorists, and we do assessments. Our dogs are assessed in groups of three or four animals. That's the space that we can accommodate in the room that we have at Burlington Humane. And cats are evaluated individually. The reason the dogs are tested as a group, because we also need them to get along with each other. Like some dogs are sociable with people, but then they have issues with other dogs. So we need the balance of anyone who they encounter. So we will set up a pet assessment with our professional animal behaviorists. These are people who are very educated in animal behavior and can read signs that the animals give off that the owner may not even be aware of. We evaluate them with different people in the room, with the dogs, each other, how they interact, how they react with devices such as the wheelchairs and walkers. We'll check to see if there's a sudden noise. Like obviously in the real world, things will drop on the floor, or there'll be unexpected noises or alarms or whatever. And a pet is allowed to be frightened, but we look at the recovery time. Do they stay frightened and cower under a table, or will they shake it off and come to individuals and not think about it any further? So there's a variety of testing scenarios that we go through. And based on that, the animal behaviorist will say, yes, this animal is suitable for pet therapy.
Wonderful. And where does the pet therapy people go? Do people come to Burlington Humane for pet therapy?
No, we don't do pet therapy at the shelter. We go out into the real world where people need the services. We primarily, pet therapy at Burlington Humane has been in existence for over 40 years. And for the first 40 years, we've focused primarily on seniors in retirement homes, in nursing homes. These are obviously people who can't keep pets on their own. They may have had pets in the past and they miss that interaction. So our volunteers will go out into the seniors' facilities and meet with them there. But we, since COVID, there have been a lot of significant mental health challenges. And so there's been an increased interest in the benefits of pet therapy. So since the pandemic, our services have expanded considerably, not just visiting seniors. We also go to hospice care for end-of-life individuals. We do corporate mental health initiatives, companies. We visit adults living with disabilities. We recently, a couple of years ago, started a children's program where pets who have experience with seniors' homes, they go through a second level evaluation with our professional animal behaviorists, because not all dogs who like seniors will necessarily like children, because they're like a different animal to them. Like they move a lot faster than seniors. They're unpredictable. Yeah, so exactly. We just want to be sure that the dogs will like children as well. So we have a group of therapy dogs who are experienced now with children in our children's program. And we collaborate with nonprofits throughout the city that address children's needs. So that's our focus.
And the pet therapy group has actually come to Burlington Humane Kids Club and have introduced the dogs to the kids at Kids Club. And we've even done assessments of the dogs at Burlington Humane Kids Club.
Yeah, the thing with the children's assessment, who best to evaluate the dogs than children themselves? So our animal behaviorist will come to Kids Club and utilize the kids that are in the program, and together they will do the assessments of various playing scenarios or noise and music. And the dogs, either the ones that don't do well, they're going to go in a corner and say, get me out of here. Or there'll be the other dogs that say, oh, this is great, I'm having a ball. And
most of them have done really well. And the kids love it. They love being involved in the assessment. So interesting for them.
Actually, another area I haven't mentioned is that we also most recently offer pet therapy at funeral home visitations.
Ooh.
Because when someone has passed away, obviously there's a lot of emotion involved, a lot of grief, and our therapy dogs are there to support the family and friends of the deceased person, give them comfort and reassurance, and it's worked out really well. I'm just hoping that it gains popularity, because it's kind of an unusual scenario. People aren't used to seeing therapy dogs at funeral homes, but it is possible, and I hope to get the word out.
Pet therapy, really important. What are some of the health benefits that some of the participants of our pet therapy program, what kind of benefits do they get?
Well, the health benefits, they're well established. They can be physical or mental, emotional. Health-wise, they've been shown to improve hypertension and cardiovascular health. They can act as a pain reliever, because when you're preoccupied with interacting with a pet, you're not thinking about your aches and pains at that moment. But more commonly, they're known for reducing anxiety and depression in individuals. It also improves confidence, especially in children. Children might have hesitancies towards dogs, or, for example, a reading program. Some children don't like to read aloud because they don't feel self-confident. So, but if they're reading to a therapy dog who's not judging them and correcting them, they build their confidence and they build their skills.
Yep.
Also, in the area of people who suffer from dementia, therapy pets have been shown to impact their cognitive health by promoting speech and memory. A lot of dementia patients are nonverbal, and sometimes they will, something as small as a smile could be significant, or they could start talking about pets that they used to have as younger people. So
many benefits. Great. So if somebody has a pet who's very social and they feel that that pet would be a great pet therapy dog, how do they get involved?
Well, they would contact Burlington Humane, the volunteers, and the volunteer coordinator will forward the person to me, where I, again, would get them an appointment with our animal behaviorist, get that going. Once the dog is approved, it's not a matter of taking your dog and running out into the community. There are protocols that we require. All of our pet therapy volunteers must comply with producing a vulnerable sector police check. This is to ensure that they don't have a record of abuse to vulnerable persons, because obviously seniors and those in our children's program are vulnerable individuals. They also need to provide a full certificate of their pet's vaccinations must be up to date, as well as we have an agreement of the protocols of how a pet therapy volunteer must behave in those environments.
Do we need more volunteers in our pet therapy program?
Always.
Always, yeah.
Always. You can never have enough.
And it sounds like the experiences are ever expanding, from seniors' homes, retirement homes, to children's areas, funeral homes. Lots of different opportunities, corporate, that they can be involved in.
Absolutely. Like I said, we're just trying to keep up with the interest out there. There's so many other applications where therapy dogs could be used that we're not even doing. So we're just trying to keep up the momentum and ensure that everyone in the community who would like this service can be accommodated.
Perfect. Sounds so valuable. Well, thank you so much, Sylvia, for joining us here at Burlington Humane. It's been very educational. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me, Doug. And I hope to see more therapy dogs out there in the future.
Definitely, definitely. All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
We are so proud of our pet therapy program and those involved. And April 11th is Dog Therapy Appreciation Day. And April 30th is National Therapy Animal Day. Even more reasons to celebrate.
Congratulations, Burlington Humane!
Congratulations, Burlington Humane!
Congratulations, Burlington Humane!
Congratulations to Burlington Humane Podcast! We have moved up in the rankings and are now in the top 4 best animal welfare podcasts, according to FeedSpot, the world's number one content reader. We're the only Canadian podcast listed that has stories and interviews of general interest to pet owners. We are very proud of our accomplishment and thank all of our listeners and supporters. Please subscribe to Burlington Humane Podcast so more people can learn about the joys of pet ownership and how to provide the best care for their pets. Congratulations, Burlington Humane!
Congratulations, Burlington Humane!
Preserving stories is an important part of our history and legacy. Legacy Next, a company dedicated to capturing and preserving people's stories, is now expanding into the world of pets, allowing people to preserve the stories of their beloved animals. I spoke with Elena Iacono, the owner and founder of Legacy Next, to learn more about why preserving a pet's story is so meaningful. Elena also shared the exciting news about a new partnership between Legacy Next and Burlington Humane, creating opportunities to honor pets and support the animals at our shelter. I'm here with Elena Iacono. Welcome, Elena, to Burlington Humane.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to talk about Legacy and Leave a Legacy Month and all good things about what you're doing too.
Great. So tell us about yourself.
Yeah. So I'm the founder of Legacy Next, which is a Canadian company that works with people to help document their personal stories and their insights so that their families have something to turn to and something to remember them by. And one aspect of the business as it keeps evolving is that a lot of people are sharing how much their pets have inspired their viewpoints. And mm-hmm. now I offer a service called Companion Stories, which is all about helping tell the story of the pets who've shaped our lives. And that deserves language too. And I work with families to capture that. And I'm delighted to be partnering with BHS. A percentage of proceeds from each sale will be going back to BHS, which is so great, so that through storytelling, we're helping other pets land in great homes and have great lives as well.
So pets are such an integral part of people's families. That's why pets are so inspiring.
They really are. They pets, you know, I have a pet too. I've had two dogs in my life and really change how we view not only how to approach our lives, but how to interact. And they teach us so much about great emotional well-being. And so as I was working with different clients to help tell their stories, a lot of themes have emerged and people talk about how much their dogs have helped them through dark times, how much their cats have offered a great support system. And so I thought I need to develop something here. And that's why Companion Stories has come to life.
Wow. And I know here at Burlington Humane, people come in all the time and they want to talk about their pets.
Yeah.
They'll pull out their phone, show us all the pictures, tell us stories. Oh, yeah. They're so important to their lives.
They're so important to their lives. And I've been partnering with some pretty seasoned professionals. You know, I'm always curious to learn about the research and what Canadians are spending their money on when it comes to pets. And there are so many value-added services that Canadians are really investing in. And this offers such a beautiful way to pay tribute, whether the pet has passed or the pet is still here. And I've had a good handful of clients come to me for this offering. And what's so great about it is that once we're done, you get a hard covered book that you can, you know, put on your coffee table and return to. And it's nice to have that family member be recognized as well.
Yeah. And everybody who's in the book, no doubt will want to purchase. a copy or two.
Absolutely. You can pick up a couple of copies or two. I always supply one copy, and then the family can print some additional copies. And what's really great about what we're doing together is that 10% of each sale goes right back to BHS.
Perfect. Great. And May is Leave a Legacy Month.
May is Leave a Legacy Month, and it's a time of year where Canadians are inspired to think about their legacy. But I want to challenge people who are listening this to think about the legacy of their pets and how those two are interconnected. And I do believe that pets do have such an incredible legacy, and they leave an imprint on our own lives. And I do challenge everyone to think about that. Some ways that you can do that is think about your own personal values. You can also recognize what the pet has brought to your life. And it's just such a great time to think about building up a will. One thing too, for people with pets, it is really important to specify in your will what you would want your wishes would be for your pet. That's something that a lot of Canadians don't think about, but it's really important to consider that as well.
That's right. In one of our podcast episodes, we talk about that.
Oh.
Make sure that you leave a portion of your will. Don't forget your pet
Don't forget.
when you're writing your will. And we always say at Burlington Humane, pets leave their paw print on our heart.
Oh.
And why else is Leave a Legacy Month so important?
I would say Leave a Legacy Month is so important because, especially if we think about it from a non-financial perspective, I think perspective narrows faster than people realize. And I'm trying to get people to think about human inheritance. So Leave a Legacy Month inspires people to think about financial legacies, estate plans, all that. But I'm helping Canadians flip the switch on that and think a little bit more about the non-tangibles. And it's so important to think about how our pets have shaped our lives and sharing that through narrative, through storytelling, so that it offers a sense of guidance, but also a sense of hope and inspiration. Life is so difficult sometimes, especially the state of the world right now. And if we think about capturing the best of who we are, how our pets have shaped us, I do think that that will help generational well-being so much.
Definitely. What are some of the stories that you've heard?
Yeah, through the pet angle, a lot of the stories that I've heard are how their pets have helped people through moments of grief. And not so much that the pet was there, but what that really offered in terms of support and comfort. I have had some people want to talk and tell the story of their pet that has passed and what it was like from having that pet as a puppy all the way, or a kitten all the way till the end of their life, and how that pet shaped the family bond. I've also had other stories where people haven't been able to have children, but have had a chance to reimagine what family life can look like by adopting a pet or getting a new pet and welcoming that relationship into their life. And so the human narrative is so unique, but so many great themes come out and they're so inspiring.
Yeah, definitely. So if people have a pet and they have an inspiring story, how can they get involved?
Yeah, feel free to reach out to me at legacynext.com. We can start there, and it's a very informal process where we'll just grab a cup of coffee, have a virtual conversation. I always love to start with what is it that you would want to talk about, and I want to capture the essence. And then from there's an interview process, and it takes about a month to turn it around, and you get a hardcover copy of the book in at the end.
So when people contact you and they talk to you about their pet, it'll go into the book.
Yes, it'll go into the book. So initially, I'll have a quick conversation just to get a sense of what the pet was like and themes that you want to explore. And then my interview questions are never templated. They're always customized to the person and their pet and the relationship. And then I need about an hour of the person's time to interview them, and I extract enough content to then write the story and pull out all the great themes.
Can they send in a picture of their pet as well that will accompany the story?
Such a great point. Absolutely. I make sure that there are spots with throughout the book, and I'll welcome as many photos as the person would like. And one thing that I see too is on the front cover of the book, the family will choose the best photo, and the book is prominently displaying the pet.
That's great. Ah, that is a great legacy. And what a great gift that would make.
such a great gift. I'm having people gift this to their parents. I'm having people gift this to just at the over the holiday break that just passed in 2025. I had a mother gift this for her son, and we're right now going through the process of telling the story of the pet and the relationship with the young man. It's so special.
So is there going to be a new book every year with new stories, or has there been books written already, or?
Yeah, great question. And I haven't, because this is such a new product, I haven't had families come back to me yet, but it is really interesting, you know, create a volume two, or you can go a little bit deeper and maybe even dive into the personal story, the human aspect too. So there's so many ways that we can take that, you know, make this happen and create more volumes.
And I can see in the future, people being able to record their story online, submit videos, store it in the cloud, the whole bit.
Make it a little bit more interactive. For now, I'm offering the written piece, but you raise a really good point about videos. And I really like the idea.
Sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit. Sky's the limit.
And if people want to get involved, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so please visit legacynex.com, L-E-G-A-C-Y. NEX.com/BHS. And that is the dedicated page that I've set up for the Burlington Humane Society. That's where it explains the details of the proceeds going back to BHS. And I encourage people to check it out. So, you know, storytelling will do good for so many pets under BHS's care.
Exactly. Wonderful. What a great project.
Oh, thank you, Doug. Thank you.
That's so inspiring.
Ah, thank you so much. I think legacy can, I think the word legacy is evolving, and now we're kind of moving towards the realm of pet legacy and what and how they've helped shape our lives. And I think, like I mentioned earlier, language belongs to that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really focuses on how important pets are to our lives.
Oh, it's integral, if not most important.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much, Elena, for joining us here at Burlington Humane.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you. We'll see you again.
Stories shape how we remember the ones we love, and our pet stories are just as meaningful. When you share your pet story with Legacy Next and purchase their companion book, simply mention Burlington Humane Society. When you do, 10% of the purchase price will be donated to Burlington Humane, to help care for the animals who need us most. Your pet story becomes part of a lasting legacy, one that honors the love you shared while helping other animals find safety, care, and a second chance. One story remembered, one life honored, another life helped.
Would love to help you celebrate your special day. Your guests will be impressed with a thoughtful, generous donation for all the animals at BHS in place of costly guest favors. Along with a tax receipt, we will create a beautiful certificate that you can display at your reception, letting your guests know that instead of favors, you have generously donated to the Burlington Humane Society, one of Ontario's no-kill animal shelters. Following your big day, send us your favorite wedding photo, and we will post it on our Facebook page to share your generosity and help us toast the brides.
And now it's time for news and events. Burlington Humane is a nonprofit organization, and we rely completely on donations from our generous supporters to continue finding forever homes for our animals. We do not receive any type of government funding from municipal, provincial, or federal governments. If you are able to make a donation to Burlington Humane, it will go a long way to helping our animals. All donations of $20 or more will receive an income tax receipt. You may choose to donate monthly so you can provide continued support to Burlington Humane. You can even leave a legacy to provide a bequest in your will to ensure that your support continues long into the future. All donations are very much appreciated. Thank you from Burlington Humane. Easter is almost here, and what better way to celebrate than with sweet treats for a great cause? Burlington Humane's Easter Egg Sale is the place to be. Join us on Saturday, March 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Burlington Humane Society, 740 Griffith Court in Burlington. Whether you're picking up goodies or donating your own baked creations, every cupcake, cookie, and brownie helps our animals get the care and love they deserve. Imagine the joy of knowing your baking or your purchase gave a furry friend a second chance. Bring your family, enjoy the festive fun, and hop into the spirit of giving this Easter. Let's make it a celebration full of sweet treats and wagging tails. Burlington Humane Easter Bake Sale. Burlington Humane will have a booth at the Ancaster Cat Show, sponsored by the Hamilton Cat Fanciers Club. It'll take place at the Ancaster Fairgrounds on March 21st and 22nd, from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. each day. Stop by and chat with our volunteers to learn more about Burlington Humane Society, our programs, upcoming events, and the wonderful animals currently available for adoption. It's a great opportunity to connect with fellow cat lovers and find out how you can support animals in our community. The Ancaster Cat Show. Our hours at Burlington Humane are Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Thursday from 12 noon until 7 p.m., where we are open for walk-in adoptions. You can speed up the adoption process by filling out our adoption application ahead of time. The application is found on our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. You can preview all our available animals ahead of time. When you come in, we escort you through our cat rooms to meet our animals, and together we can determine the perfect animal that will be best suited for your lifestyle. We look forward to seeing you! Are you prepared to help your pet in the event of an accident? What will you do until you can get them to the veterinarians? Burlington Humane is proud to offer Walks and Wags Pet First Aid Course. Walks and Wags Pet First Aid are national leaders in pet first aid and have the longest standing pet first aid course in Canada. It has earned the stamp of approval from Animal Wellness, North America's top animal wellness magazine. This hands-on, live practical gives you the skills and confidence to deal with illness and emergencies. The 10-hour course deals with how to prevent injuries, early signs of illness and poisoning, bandaging and splinting techniques, emergency medical conditions, choking, artificial respiration, and CPR, and much, much more. Upon successful completion, you'll receive a certificate valid for 3 years. Our next courses will be May 3rd and July 12th. Go to our website at burlingtonhumane.ca for more information. Pet First Aid. Get involved with Steps for Pets and make a difference. Mark your calendar for Saturday, June 13th, and join us for Steps for Pets, a 2 kilometer walk for you and your furry friend, and help save lives while having fun. Entry is by donation, and every dollar raised goes directly to the animals at Burlington Humane who need your care and support. Your participation isn't just a walk. It's a statement that our community cares deeply for animals in need. Bring your family, friends, and pets and show Burlington the power of compassion in action. Don't wait. Visit our website for the latest information and to register. Every step you take helps give an animal a second chance at life. Be part of the movement. Walk, donate, and make a real difference. Steps for Pets. Are you wanting to take your dog to an off-leash area, but not have to worry about other dogs? You can book Burlington Humane's private fenced-in large dog walking playground through SniffSpot. Go to SniffSpot.com and book a time slot. The times you can book our private large playground are 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., and 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Time slots are $12 an hour. Book your spot at Burlington Humane's large private fenced-in dog walking area through SniffSpot.com. Become a volunteer at Burlington Humane. Make a difference in the lives of animals in need. Whether you love working directly with dogs and cats, or prefer to support behind the scenes, we have a variety of volunteer opportunities that help our animals find their forever homes. If you're interested in giving back and supporting animals in our community, visit our website to explore the full list of volunteer opportunities available and learn how you can help and get involved. Make a difference. Become a volunteer at Burlington Humane. We are in need of cat and kitten feed and clean volunteers for our morning feed and clean sessions. Volunteers start at 8 a.m. and help to feed our feline friends and clean and sanitize their cages. You can volunteer for as little as once a week to many mornings a week. This is a very important volunteer position and one where volunteers take great pride in. Fill out our online volunteer application form on our website if you're interested. Our cats and kittens look forward to seeing you. We are also in need of foster parents. If you would like to temporarily care for an animal in your home, if you have a room to isolate the pet, provide transportation, care for them, including giving them medication, we can certainly use your help. It is shown that animals recover faster in a home environment. Burlington Humane will provide all the food, supplies, and medication. Go onto our website for more information on becoming a foster volunteer and fill out our online foster application. Thank you for helping to save a life. At Burlington Humane, we rescue stray and abandoned dogs and cats in Burlington. Every day at Burlington Humane, animals arrive broken, scared, and alone. Abandoned on the street, left behind by those who they trusted and loved. And yet, with our care, compassion, and a little help, many of them find hope, love, and a second chance at life. But every day, countless animals still need our help. Some are sick, some are injured, some have never known kindness. We provide life-saving veterinary care, specialized diets, vaccinations, parasite treatments, microchipping, and spaying or neutering. But all this care comes at a cost, and without ongoing support, many of these animals would face unimaginable suffering. Without support, this critical work can't continue. Your donations don't just save lives, it keeps our many programs alive. Our pet therapy program, pet first aid courses, Burlington Humane Kids Club, and Burlington Humane podcasts. Plus volunteer opportunities connecting people and animals in meaningful ways. By becoming a monthly donor, you can be the difference between despair and hope. Between life and death, for those innocent animals. You can help them feel the warmth of a gentle hand, the comfort of a safe bed, and the joy of finally being loved. You give these animals a fighting chance and help ensure our programs continue to thrive. Your ongoing support is what allows us to care for those who cannot help themselves. These animals cannot ask for help, but you can give it. Please join us today. Give them the second chance they so desperately deserve. Join us today and make a lasting difference for Burlington's animals, because they're counting on you. Thank you for being part of our mission. Be sure to stay informed about all the animals that are available for adoption. We currently feature our available animals on our social media. subscribe to our Facebook page, Instagram page, and our YouTube page. Stay informed and up to date with Burlington Humane. To find the latest information about events, ways to make a donation, the animals that are up for adoption, and much more, visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to stay in touch and up to date with Burlington Humane. Summer is coming, and everyone is looking forward to beautiful sunny days. However, when the temperature soars, a parked car can quickly become a furnace, endangering an animal's life. Even on relatively mild days, with the car parked in the shade and the window slightly open, an animal can die in a parked car. With only hot air to breathe, a dog's normal cooling process, panting, doesn't work. Even a short time in a hot environment can be life-threatening.
I left the window down for him.
It's not too hot for me.
I wasn't going to be gone long.
No more excuses. It's imperative that each of us, as animal owners, is responsible in providing the proper care for our pets. Never leave a pet unattended in a vehicle. Owners who choose to leave pets unattended may face charges under the Criminal Code of Canada. And if you see an animal unattended in a vehicle, report it. Call 911 or your local police. No more excuses. Act fast, save a life. For more information, go to www.nohotpets.ca. No more excuses. Nohotpets.ca. That's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. I want to thank our guests, Tali Bar-Or, Volunteer Coordinator at Burlington Humane, Sylvia Patricio, Burlington Humane's Pet Therapy Liaison, and Elena Iacona, owner and founder of Legacy Next. Be sure to subscribe to Burlington Humane on iTunes. We are located at 740 Griffith Court, in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time on Burlington Humane. Bye-bye!
My society. My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.